Hold your fire. On my command, shoot.
But the first shot came from the Joker. Orphan saw the ball before he heard the discharge. The ball whistled as it flew towards them. It smashed into the side of the ship, and Dakar momentarily lost his balance.
Fire!
A volley of shots emerged from the 18-pounders and flew towards the enemy ship. Several hit, and a cheer rose, only to be silenced almost immediately. The pirate ship was closing in fast. It was close enough now for Orphan to see her name, tattooed to her side like a scar. The Joker. And the hideous clown face, the ship's mascot, grinned and leered at the Nautilus incessantly, as if maddened.
Fire!
The gun was fired, the Joker was hit, and continued to come. It was firing back, and the balls whispered overhead and sent exploding plumes of water high into the air when they missed. Blood and wood where they hit.
Fire!
Then the Joker was close. Close enough to reach out, almost to touch the dark figures that could now be seen on its deck, moving with silent determination. The two ships touched, side to side. The pirates swooped on the Nautilus. They sailed overboard with long, thick hemp ropes and landed with cutlasses at the ready. They were an ugly, ferocious bunch, half-savage men with maps of scars over their naked torsos. Lightning struck, and struck again, and the sky was full of electric light and illuminated the pirates' savage faces. The lightning, Orphan thought. It was coming from the pirate ship. Everything was illuminated now, the air humming with electricity, and he could see its source, and his excitement, which had not yet abated, began at last turning into fear. Rising from the top of the central mast of the Joker, a bright metallic ball shone like a moon as it was hit over and over again by lightning. Then he had to turn his gaze and draw his gun, because pirates were now swarming the deck. He shot once, and a man fell down. Then he had to duck, and someone kicked him and connected with the side of his head, and he fell back. The man was almost on him when Orphan shot him through the chest. Then he pushed the fallen man off him and stood up. The deck was full of fighting men. Bodies littered the ground, and their blood was washed away by the rain and the wind. The deck was red and shone in the light. It was sleek with blood. He scanned through the faces as the lightning struck ferociously down. He could see no trace of Vern or Robur. His eyes stopped on the sight of the young ship's cook, who seemed an island of calm in the midst of battle. He was fighting three men at once, and was unarmed, while they had swords, and one was reaching for a gun. The boy's leg shot out and took one pirate in the face, breaking his nose. He whirled around then, snatched the gun from the other pirate, shot the third in the same movement, then returned the gun in an arc that took to the remaining pirate's head and connected with it. He looked up and saw Orphan. Again, there was that nod of recognition, as if they somehow knew each other. He made a movement with his hand that said, "Stay low." Then he returned to the fight. Thunder shook the deck. Orphan ducked against a threatening cutlass, slipped, fell on his back, shot. If he had hit, or who, he didn't know. He remained down and realized no one was paying him much attention. Many other bodies already littered the deck. Thunder boomed again, the sound seeming to emerge from everywhere at once, a shockwave of noise sweeping the deck, and the lightning struck again. It illuminated the deck of the Joker, and as Orphan raised his head, what he saw made him freeze as if he had been struck. Standing majestically on the forward deck of the Joker was a lizard. It was a royal lizard, a Le Lézard, and for a moment, Orphan couldn't think, could not understand what he was seeing. Then lightning flashed again, and he saw the figure in stark relief, and the sailors on the deck seeing it too seemed to lose heart in the fight, to be pushed back by the pirates, as if the appearance of the lizard signaled the end of the fight, end of the Nautilus itself. Feet passed close to Orphan, and someone kicked him in the ribs. A grinning, leering face loomed above him, and with it a gun that was pointed at his heart. He tried to roll, then heard a shot go off. When he opened his eyes, he was still alive, and instead of the pirate, the face he saw was that of the boy cook.
Stay down!
Then he himself crouched down beside Orphan and pointed ahead.
Wyvern!
The lizard had stepped onto the Nautilus's deck. He was tall and dignified looking. He was white, decorated in pale bands, and one of his eyes was missing. He wore a black eye patch. His other eye was red like dying fire. He wore loose, colorful clothes with a cutlass and a gun on either side of the body, and his tongue darted and tasted the air. He seemed to smile. He stepped forward and the battle surged away from him. Then Orphan noticed it. The lizard wore large metal gloves, and they were pointed forward now, towards the battle, and his digits were spread evenly and shone silver.
Stay down! Who is that? Captain Wyvern.